Ahoy from BA. This is a Rorschach Ocean Update from the 3rd of June 2025, a summary of what's going down in the 70% surface of the Earth covered in salt water. After President Trump eased ocean mining rules, companies such as Impossible Metals are now preparing to expand deep-sea mineral extraction. These firms are currently testing advanced equipment, including underwater robots and AI-driven cameras, to safely harvest valuable minerals such as nickel, cobalt, manganese, and copper from the ocean floor. These metals play a crucial role in battery production and defense industries, supporting the growing demand for low-carbon energy technologies. Impossible Metals plans to deploy autonomous vehicles capable of individually collecting mineral nodules while avoiding marine life. However, environmentalists warn about potential risks associated with this emerging industry. In other news, Sunday the 1st marked the beginning of the 2025 Atlantic hurricane season, which started quietly for the second straight year. Even though June usually brings fewer storms, recent seasons have shown early activity. In 2024, Tropical Storm Alberto formed in mid-June, followed by a powerful Hurricane Beryl. June storms face obstacles like cooler sea temperatures and dry Saharan air, but they still occur. Since 1851, 119 named storms have formed in June, including 35 hurricanes. Storms in June usually develop close to the U.S., particularly in the Gulf of Mexico, the Northern Caribbean, and the Southwestern Atlantic, then often track northeast toward the southeastern states. As the season progresses, storm development spreads across the entire Atlantic basin. Ocean temperatures rise steadily, reaching peak warmth by September. Keeping with hurricanes, the 2025 Pacific hurricane season began mid-May, and now Tropical Storm Alvin is pushing big, powerful waves towards parts of Mexico and southern Baja California, bringing dangerous surf and rip currents. As of Friday, the 30th of May, Alvin was located 445 miles or 716 kilometers south-southeast of Baja's tip, carrying winds up to 50 miles or 80 kilometers per hour. The storm is heading north-northwest but will likely shift north before gradually weakening into a remnant low by Saturday the 7th. Meanwhile, the National Hurricane Center is monitoring another disturbance near Central America, which holds a 20% chance of development in the next week. Officials urge residents to prepare early by securing evacuation plans, gathering emergency supplies, checking insurance coverage, and reinforcing homes. Even though storm trackers and forecasts help monitor potential paths, impacts can extend beyond the predicted cone. Still in the Pacific, a 4.6 magnitude earthquake struck Vanuatu on Sunday the 1st, shaking the region 65 miles or 105 kilometers south of Port Olry. The quake originated at a depth of 6 miles or 10 kilometers, according to the United States Geological Survey. Authorities haven't reported any injuries or damage. Vanuatu, a volcanic island chain in the South Pacific, experiences frequent seismic activity due to its location on the Pacific Ring of Fire. This geologically active zone sees constant movement of tectonic plates, which often causes earthquakes and volcanic eruptions. Officials are currently monitoring the area for aftershocks or additional seismic events. Next up, to mark World Oceans Day, celebrated on the 8th of June, the day before, the Indian Ocean Divers Association will host its inaugural Indian Ocean Summit at the Cinnamon Grand in Colombo. In partnership with Sri Lanka's Chamber of Marine Industries, the event aims to boost sustainable marine development and responsible dive tourism. The summit will gather divers, scientists, conservationists, and industry leaders to discuss marine conservation, eco-friendly tourism, and innovations in diving technology. Sri Lanka seeks to highlight its diving sites and strengthen regional cooperation. On Tuesday the 27th, the Indian Ocean Memorandum of Understanding published its 2024 annual report detailing over 5,300 ship inspections, Inspectors found 12,000 deficiencies across almost 2,800 inspections, leading to the detention of 225 ships, an over 4% detention rate, slightly lower than in 2023. The total inspections dropped by almost 9%, and average deficiencies per inspection decreased to over 2% compared to last year. Bulk carriers faced the most inspections and detentions, followed by chemical tankers and container ships. Fire safety violations topped the deficiency list, followed by life-saving appliances and documentation issues. Let's have a look at the Suez Canal. Egypt is stepping up efforts to normalize traffic in the Suez Canal after Houthi militia attacks in the Red Sea and Gulf of Aden triggered a significant drop in revenue. The Suez Canal Authority, led by Osama Rabi, plans to offer transit fee discounts from 12% to 15% to attract more vessels and counter rising insurance costs linked to the high-risk zone. This initiative follows an Oman-mediated ceasefire under which the U.S. agreed to halt strikes on the Houthis in exchange for a cessation of attacks on U.S. ships. From the Suez to the Panama Canal, during the Bitcoin 2025 conference in Las Vegas, which took place from Tuesday the 27th until Thursday the 29th of May, Panama City Mayor Mayor Mizrachi proposed letting ships pay in Bitcoin for priority access through the Panama Canal. He argued that this incentive could encourage broader crypto adoption and benefit global trade. The canal processes around 10,000 ship transits annually and contributes about $5 billion in revenue. Mizrachi, a strong advocate for digital currencies, has also pushed for a Bitcoin reserve for the city and encouraged crypto payments for municipal services. He urged lawmakers to avoid interfering with the crypto sector, warning that excessive regulation could hinder innovation. Unlike El Salvador's nationwide Bitcoin adoption, Panama City's approach remains optional and interoperable with traditional finance. Sailing to the Arctic Ocean on Thursday, the 29th of May, the research vessel Polar Stern departed Bremerhaven, Germany, for the Arctic with 95 participants led by the Alfred Wegener Institute. The team will spend a month at the AWI Housekarten, a long-term deep-sea observatory between Svalbard and Greenland, to study how climate change is affecting Arctic marine ecosystems. They aim to map biotic communities, assess biodiversity, and track how changes in temperature, salinity, and food supply influence marine life. Scientists will also analyze how climate shifts impact phytoplankton productivity and the flow of organic carbon in the water column. The crew is planning to wrap up the expedition in Tromsø, Norway, on the 29th of June. Meanwhile, in the other pole, China's research icebreaker Zhulong 2 completed a record-setting 208-day Antarctic mission, covering 40,000 nautical miles and returning to Haikou, China, on Thursday, the 29th of May. The vessel set sail from Guangzhou, China, on the 1st of November 2024, joining China's 41st expedition to Antarctica. Scientists expanded their research from summer into autumn and winter, conducting China's first multinational joint cruise in the Ross Sea. They gathered over 5,000 samples, uncovering new data on marine ecosystems and collecting 8 meters, around 26 feet of gravity cores from the Amundsen Sea to study ancient climate patterns. The team also deployed and recovered moored buoys and examined nutrient levels among key species. 12 scientists from 8 countries took part in the Ross Sea study, advancing international cooperation. On another note, on Thursday, the 29th of May, the EU introduced a new plan to improve security and promote development across the Black Sea region. The initiative aims to deepen ties with Ukraine, Moldova, Georgia, Turkey, Armenia, and Azerbaijan, while improving regional cooperation in transport, energy, and digital connectivity. The plan focuses on improving regional security and resilience, sustainable growth, environmental protection, and climate readiness. The EU intends to use its global gateway strategy and Team Europe approach to mobilize investment and align with its enlargement goals. By promoting stability, economic links, and climate resilience, The EU seeks to increase its geopolitical influence and assist Black Sea partners in moving closer to EU standards. Closing in the Mediterranean Sea, where the Romanian frigate Regele Ferdinand launched a search after Master Sergeant Viorel Culea went missing on Sunday the 1st. The ship was about 19 nautical miles off Benghazi, Libya. Naval forces from France, Turkey, Greece, and several EU countries joined the search, alongside aircraft from Germany, Italy, and Luxembourg. Authorities informed Culea's family and began an investigation. And that's it for this week. Thank you for joining us. Want to pass along an episode? Just head to www.rorschach.com/ocean to download any of them as MP3 files. The link's in the show notes. See you next week.